I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk about how the way that we view ourselves is often so different than how we're perceived by others. The way that this came up is Adi and I were in a coffee shop today, and someone pulled us over and said that she was a huge fan of both of the podcasts and that she loves the content that we're putting out. And we had a really short but great conversation, and then we left. About an hour later, we get a direct message from this lady, and she apologized for being awkward. And being 100% genuine, Adi and I both immediately responded that she didn't come across as being awkward at all. So this lady had probably spent the past 30 to 60 minutes just stewing over or being embarrassed or whatever, you know, whatever she was doing about how she came across as awkward to us. And I can relate to this so much, and whether it be close friends or meeting someone that I look up to or that I respect and just putting way too much pressure on myself. And at the end of an interaction, really thinking I botched it or thinking that I, like this lady, came across as being really awkward. And I think this is a really big problem. I think it's really important that we understand how we're perceived by others. I think it's important that the way we view ourselves is as accurate as possible, or the way that we think we're being perceived is as accurate as possible. And this is a version or an aspect of self-awareness. And I think it's important because it affects how we show up in relationships, right? If I think I'm being awkward, I'm probably actually going to be more awkward. I might, in response to feeling like I'm being awkward, I might be more quiet than I normally am, or I might just behave differently than how I actually am. It affects how we view ourselves and thus how we feel, right? If we think of ourselves as being awkward or being a certain way, like a certain negative way in relationships, then that could add stress and anxiety to our lives and a host of other emotions. And at the end of the day, this also affects the level of risks that we're willing to take. If we think that we are awkward in conversations, then we may not really be bold and courageous in conversations or in other areas of our lives. This could also lead to us having a false story that causes anxiety, pain, and even ruins relationships. And for someone that's done so much work on himself, me, I experience so much social anxiety. And this happens in close friendships, in relationships with family members. It especially shows up when I'm in conversation with people that I look up to, admire, some people that have quote unquote higher status than me in some area of life, maybe business or maybe they're an influencer of some sort. And I put extra pressure on myself when I'm around these people. And the following two things have and continue to help me a ton in this area. Number one is realize that everyone that you come into contact with is 10 times more concerned about themselves than they are about analyzing how you're coming across. Someone once told me to remember that every person I come into contact with is absolutely terrified of me. And that might be a little extreme, but what this person was trying to get across is that every single person wants to be liked. They want you to think highly of them. They want you to think that they are smooth and articulate and all of the things that you want to be, they're also feeling those same exact things. No matter how high their status is, no matter how much success they have or how old they are, every person wants to be liked and respected and be seen a certain way. So when you're having conversations with people, when you're interacting with people out in the world, try to remember that. Everybody is more concerned with themselves than they are with analyzing you. Number two is if you're really worried about it and you just continue worrying about how you're being perceived by others, if you keep thinking people think a certain way about you, then just ask them how they perceive you. One example I can give is when I first moved to Austin, I started to hang around a lot of people that I felt were way smarter than me. And I talked to Adi a lot about this, and I did a lot of thinking and writing about it. I just kept feeling when I hung out with them that they were more intelligent and I couldn't keep up in conversations with them. And I felt like they were thinking all of those things about me. Like he's slow, he can't keep up, he's not bright, he's not witty, all of these things. And so one day I was riding in my truck with one of my buddies and I just turned to him and I said, "Hey man, I have a really vulnerable question to ask you." And I told him, I said, "Look, I have this story about myself in relationship with you and some others in the group that, you know," and I told him all of the things that I just told you. And I said, "But what I really want to know is how you really perceive me. What do you think of me?" And he sort of laughed and he said, "You know, I appreciate you telling me that and asking me that." And what he told me is that he actually feels the same exact way, but in reverse. He felt like he was trying to keep up and that I was very articulate and well put together and just feeling the exact same things that I was feeling. And I had had those feelings going on and thoughts and stories going on for months. And it caused me, I don't know, not an extreme amount of pain, but a lot of discomfort in my relationships. And if I had remembered, number one, that people are more concerned with themselves than about me, and if I had asked sooner, I could have saved myself so much, you know, frustration and heartache. So again, when you're in conversation, remember, they are more concerned with themselves than you. And if you're really worried about it, just ask people. I hope this was helpful. Again, I've done so much personal development work and I continue to struggle with this all the time. I think this is just part of the human condition, but hopefully with the above two exercises or practices, you can give yourself a little bit better perspective, have a little more self-awareness, etc. So, hope this was helpful. Hope you have a great day. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system, Seismic, and week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating. If that's what your coach wants you to do, you will give them a summary each week. And then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world. And I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.